What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Grace Sufficient Podcast, continuing the topic on mental health awareness. How are we doing today, baby?
We're good. I just ran to get a snack, and you caught me in the middle of eating my fruit snacks.
Oh, yeah? As long as you don't start doing no ASMR to people, we'll be
all
right.
No.
Well, I'll do some ASMR with my coffee because... All right, we'll stop. Anyways.
This is not what you guys signed up for.
So today we're going to talk about a little bit of the subject of a little bit more about mental health, but a way that you can help yourself get to the next level, perhaps like be a little bit better on certain areas. And this is I'm going to focus on a book that I read actually called Atomic Habits. Atomic Habits is written by a guy named James Clear, and he mentions how improving 1%, whether it's every day or improving 1%, whether it is once a month, once a week, can make drastic changes in the long run. And there's many ways and many things that this has been proven in the past. I can give you a quick testimony. So ever since I started reading this book, I started going to the gym more often because I learned certain things and certain tools that has helped me train my mind to crave the things that I want for my future, right? So one of the things is I started going to the gym, but I did not start going consistently. My plan was to go 5 times a week, and I've consistently gone 3 times a week. I mean, it's better than no times a week. That is how it was before. But the point of the matter is that a lot of people focus on the goal. Like people are like, okay, well, you know, I'm not happy with my life right now. This is where I want my life to be. And they time themselves like, in 1 month, I'm going to be here. And the reality is that a lot of times it has nothing to do with like the actual goal, but doing the things that will lead you every day to that goal. So people focus on the goal, a month pass by, and you don't reach that goal. You get very sad. You get discouraged because you think you're a failure. The reality is that you were approaching it the wrong way. So when I started going to the gym, it's been probably about, I would say, 1.5 to 2 months now. I just started going. And one of the things that it says here is like, don't focus on the motion. Focus on the action. Motion is like results. Like you're seeing yourself like, okay, like seeing all the results of your body being changed. When you put action is when you're actually just go to the gym and just start putting in the work, knowing that tomorrow your body's going to look exactly the same. A week from now, your body's going to start looking the same. Well, the funny thing about it is that I put my face down, I put my head down for 2 months without really paying attention to any changes. And the other day I was with my wife and I was just like, babe, I'm going to weigh myself because I feel like my face looks slimmer. I go and put myself on top of the weight. And to
you
my surprise,
stand on the scale.
Eso. And to my surprise, I had lost 11 pounds. Woo. I was like, heck no. How did this happen? Like, who told me that I could do this, right? And the crazy thing is, like, it was just one habit that I developed. I didn't look at the results. I literally just started doing it. I started having fun doing it. I felt better, like, overall mentally because it's a way to help your mental health. And I lost 11 pounds. How many areas of our life can we do this with?
I love the 1 degree mm-hmm. thing you were talking about. Do you mind if I talk about the airplane metaphor that you...
Go for it.
I think this book is the one that covers it, right?
Yep. I have it here if you want like to actually read the details and not butcher it.
I wasn't going to butcher it. but it's, this is a very well-known book. And it's... there are so many books that are really good.
It's everything that's on the back.
Okay. In the book, Clear gives a notable example. Who's Clear?
That's definitely James Clear, the author of the book.
Oh,
the
I'm
one
sorry.
That I mentioned.
Yes. That is his last name. I apologize, James Clear.
Who's Clear? it's like reading the Bible. It's like, who's
so
this guy,
sorry.
Jesus?
So sorry. I mean no disrespect.
Hold on. One second, guys. I apologize. Max, stop. All right, continue.
he gives a notable example of shifting the route of an airplane by just a few degrees. He gives the example of flying from Los Angeles to New York. if the pilot was to make a small adjustment and turn 3.5 degrees south, the plane would end up in Washington, D.C. instead of New York City, which is 226.2 miles away from the intended location. And that's just a 3.5 degree turn.
Mm-hmm.
That just puts things into perspective, at least for me, that sometimes I feel like I put this, I don't know, this pressure on myself that, well, if it's not going to be, if I'm not going to make this change and really do it and like do it big time, then it's not really going to matter. And I think a lot of us tell ourselves that lie, and that's how we get ourselves from doing the things that are going to eventually push the needle forward. Like going to the gym, like your spiritual time with Jesus in the morning, like, oh, well, I don't really have 10 minutes to give to God right now because I ran late and I'm like trying to scramble out the door and all that. But if you really think about it, I feel like that's a, that is kind of like a way, an excuse to get out of it, because you really don't, even if you put that little bit of effort, even if you just say at the stoplight or like as you're going into your car or going up the stairs or whatever you, small thing you're doing, you're praising God's name and you're thanking God and you're glorifying his name. Like even those little things, do he sees that he they do add up. And while I'm not saying that that is like all it should be, you definitely should take time out of your day and devote that time to God, specifically for God. But I'm saying, like, I think a lot of times, like, the enemy gets into our heads and tells us, like, well, if it's not going to be this grand gesture, then it's really not enough. And you probably shouldn't bother with it. And I told myself that. And that's where done is better than perfect comes in. A lot of times I have to remind myself that.
I wanted to correct myself with the whole motion thing. There is true that he mentions in the book to focus on the actions and not the results. But when he's talking about motion, he's talking about exactly what you just mentioned. And how, like, say, for example, like, you want to start a YouTube channel. You're like, yeah, so I got this idea. And then this color and, like, this color is going to be, like, kind of what I'm going to go for. And the fonts are going to look like this. And this is and that. All these things that you're planning are motion. Action is creating the channel and putting your first video on. The problem is that a lot of people get caught up into the motion of things. They start planning and they have very strategic planning, but they never put anything into action.
They don't execute it. There's fear that goes along with that too. Because once you execute it, then man, like you've already committed to it. You're putting yourself out there, especially when you tell other people, which we never really tell like our loved ones, that if they're gonna be working on something and they're excited about something new that they're trying out or whatever, like try to keep it to yourself as much as possible, or maybe tell like a handful of really close people that you trust, because you never want to put your stuff out there where people can kind of like crush it and ruin it for you.
There can even be family members that don't believe in your vision.
Yeah.
And you have to be your biggest cheerleader. You have to be your biggest fan. And there are some families that will support you. Like my dad, he was just telling me yesterday, like, I'm your number one fan. Like, even if I don't understand what you're saying, I'm there all the time, like making sure that I show up my face. And, you know, it means a lot coming from a parent, but you should never wait for someone to do that kind of things for you to want to push yourself harder.
Yeah. Don't wait for a green light from someone that really should be coming from you. I think a lot of times we put ourselves in a stoplight because I don't know, our own fears, and that 3.5 degree difference, that really does go a long way. Even if it's small little acts, you know, maybe texting a friend you haven't texted in a while, or maybe take out your mom to coffee or something and build that relationship a little bit deeper. Maybe just ask, like, hey, how are you doing? How are you really doing? Just to like nurture and foster a relationship with those around you. But back to goal keeping and goal setting, getting there, that is where I find myself right now in, where it's like every little bit that you do, like even those 35 minutes of studying or
it does add up.
It adds up. Yeah.
So now there is one thing that he mentions, and this is really important for us to like just keep in our everyday, because like we want change in our lives. Like, let's be honest, a lot of our mental health might come from our appearances. Like, we're not happy the way we look. We're not happy with how smart we can be. We're not happy about our choices. But and we want to make all these changes, but we don't know where to start. And the thing that he mentions here is like anybody can go to the gym a couple times. or even a week, you know, wake up early once a day. But true change is when a habit becomes part of your identity. And what he says is essentially like, you can go to the gym twice a month and that doesn't make you an athlete. That doesn't make you a gym rat. It just makes you a person that happens to go to the gym. But when you go to the gym 3 times a week for 2 months straight, it starts becoming part of your identity. And you start getting that itch to go to the gym. Like, hasn't that happened to me?
Yeah.
And the goal is the following. Improvements are only temporary until they become part of who you are. The goal is not to read a book. The goal is to become a reader. The goal is not to run a marathon. The goal is to become a runner. The goal is not to play an instrument. The goal is to become a musician. The goal is not to go to church. The goal is to become the church.
Amen.
So yeah, with this, you can apply it to anything. You want to be a better person? Start by doing things that a better person would do. And constantly ask yourself, like, if you want to be a better Christian, what would Jesus do? And do it long enough so that it becomes part of you.
And that's self-talk too. Like, I am a good person. Instead of, it's so easy to mess up and be like, man, I suck. Mm-hmm. I'm terrible at this. No, that's self-talk. It really, I mean, you might think it doesn't really matter, but it does matter. What you're feeding yourself, what you're feeding your heart. And it says it in scripture. We just read it in the last episode. Guard your heart above anything else, because what you do flows from it.
It's literally the first thing that I was, the next thing I was going to talk about. So if you want to mention it on the top.
This can be a double-edged sword. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Let me just, she has no idea what I'm trying to say. Okay. So the same way that you can find an identity within good things, you can also find it in within bad things.
Yes,
this can be a double-edged sword. Sorry, we're walking her through this. Okay. For example, have you ever heard yourself say things like this? I'm terrible with directions.
Oh, me.
I am not a morning person. I'm bad at remembering people's names. I'm always late. I'm bad at math. I'm bad at relationships. I'm bad at going to church. When you have told yourself a story for so many years, it is easy to accept those things as truth.
Yeah.
But they're not.
That's
You're not a bad driver. You just lack the practice. You know, you're not bad at directions. You just don't pay attention.
Or even if it's not.
You heard?
Like, yeah, I heard you. But like, back to the driver thing, it's like not just experience, but knowing how to control and keep your thoughts from you acting on your thoughts.
Yeah.
If someone cuts you off, like having the discipline and the patience and love and gentleness and kindness. Like, we're talking about driving, but this really just goes to everything.
It does.
Every social interaction. I think that if we can just, like we said in the last episode, and I think these two are going to be like part one, part two. We might title it that way, but go ahead and go back and check that one out if you're feeling a little lost. We talked about this, among other things, but I forgot where I was going, and our camera's going to die.
Well,
we can wrap this up soon.
Guys, I apologize. I have a pregnant wife that forgets half of the things that she says.
As I'm saying them.
But I think that this topic is pretty amazing, and you know, this is just like a little nugget of some of the things that we've been learning. And let me put this into an actual real scenario for you. I started a new business, and for me, I have done a lot of growing mentally, and I find myself asking a lot because I want to be successful, right? I want success to become a part of my identity. And I find myself asking a lot, why would a successful person do at this moment? Like, why would a successful person do at 3 a.m. still being awake? A successful person probably will go to sleep earlier so they can wake up earlier. Like, why, like, waking up at 10 a.m, for example, is that something a successful person would do? So asking yourself multiple things during the day is, if you want to be healthy, does a successful person is eating the same thing you're eating right now in front of you as you're watching this?
I love that. And also, you know, what would Jesus do?
What would Jesus do? So if it literally, ask yourself, is this adding up to the person I want to become?
Yes, because then you can already kind of reverse engineer your results.
Exactly. But this is, again, a little nugget. We're going to be talking about a lot of different little nuggets here and there, but we hope that these inspire you and just brought you some perspective into the things that you want to do and the goals that you have projected for yourself. And we just pray that God, you know, is in the midst of everything and your desires become, that his desires become your desires.
Amen.
So let's go ahead and pray, baby. Pray us on
up. Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for just allowing us to have the opportunity to speak to our audience, whoever is listening. Lord, we just ask that you be with them in whatever areas of their lives that they're currently struggling with or wanting to improve on, whatever goals that they're setting, and that you may be a part of those, that they can make you the center of their lives and you can be basically guiding them throughout the whole process. Our relationship with you and our relationship with others a lot of times can seem like it's a point from A to B, but a lot of times it's a journey, it's a process, and we have to know that, you know, even in the ups and downs, that you're there and that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, we just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all. See you in the next episode. Love y'all. Bye.